Correspondence, a novel by Tim Murphy. This book is read by Nikar Zadegan and Asaf Cohen.
Georges was there, certainly, and in his first weeks his heart felt crushed by the ugliness of the place. Though it was spring, thankfully, and not the depth of winter, whose iciness Yusuf promised would shock him, there were still no warm limestone homes, no sweeping views from atop mountains, no vast groves of dates and lemons. Here, it was all two- or three-story wood-frame tenements, dirty with trash, skeins of laundry hanging in the back, and commercial thoroughfares of dark brick that lacked the scale, grandeur, and electric energy of New York. Fuad had been correct. It was nothing special to speak of. Save, perhaps, the sprawling endless immensity of the dark, dirty mills, which seemed the only reason for the city's existence. Some mornings, helping unload deliveries in his uncle's store, he would watch the neighbors, a motley assemblage of folks from all over Europe and the Mediterranean, muttering in every language from Italian to Greek to Arabic to Polish, trudge off to those mills with their lunch pails, and he would silently pray thanks for having been spared that miserable-looking fate. Working in his uncle's store, he almost could have been back home, as if all the foods of their lives, which they had once harvested or made themselves, were drawn into one storefront for the benefit of their Jebeli neighbors, desperate for olives, dates, figs, za'atar, salty cheese. In the back kitchen, his aunt labored all day making pita bread and sweets like baklava, while up front he, his uncle, and his brother stocked shelves, swept, kept the books, and dealt with a rotating cast of visiting Syrian wholesalers, some of whom traveled in from Boston or Providence, Rhode Island, to take orders. At six, after the mills closed, tired workers would trudge into the store for bread or whatever else they might be able to afford that night. Finally, he and Yusuf would clean the shop and close it for the evening, heading upstairs to the apartment, where his aunt had prepared dinner, after which they drank coffee and smoked on the back porch, while Yusuf taught Georges English. Then, in the room they shared, Georges often had to shove Yusuf in the night to disrupt his snoring, which could get so loud, Georges was certain it shook the house. On Sundays, their only day off, they went with other Jebeli to the Maronite Church, which had been built a decade before, and then, it being summer, they often walked the few miles to the nearby farm town of Methuen to picnic alongside a small river with Jebeli families who had settled there. The rolling hills, orchards, and farm plots reminded Georges of home a bit and provided a welcome day respite from Lawton's grimy grays and browns. He desperately missed his family. "These Wara Ineb aren't like mamas," he said low to Yusuf as they ate stuffed grape leaves while they picnicked. "They're too big, and they're not lemony enough. Mama's Wara Ineb are so small and pretty." "Shh," said Yusuf. "Auntie Ju will hear you."